This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. How are you? Great to see everybody. Before we begin, let's start. Everyone's going to give a big smile. Because you know why we have to smile? Hashem is always smiling at us. Hashem, the Talmud Devarim, says that when a person smiles, he's emulating the ways of Hashem. Okay, I want to share with you a beautiful thought. Rashi, in two places at the end of Sefer Bereishis, brings the following idea. Number one, Parak Mem Vav, Pasuk Vav. Vayikhu es miknehem. They took their cattle, v'esruchushem, and their property, asher rachshu, that they acquired, v'eretz Kenan, v'yavoyu mitzrayma. Rashi says, what do you mean they only took the property that they acquired in Canaan? What about all the wealth that Yaakov Avinu amassed from being in the house of Lavan? Says Rashi, avomash rachash b'padan aram, that which Yaakov Avinu acquired in Padam Aram, Nasan Hakola Esav, he gave it all to Esav. Bishvil Chelka Bimar Samach Pela, for his share in the cave of the patriarchs. Amar, he said, Nichse Chutza La'aretz Einan Kedaili. The material wealth of Chutza La'aretz is not Kedai for me. Vizehu, this is what it means, Asher Karisi Li, that I purchased for me. Ha'amid loy tziburin shel zahav. He made a pile of gold, the kesef, and silver come in kri, like a mound. But Amar loy, he said, toil es elud, you take it. Basically, Yaakov Avinu took all of his material wealth that he amassed from Lavan. He made a big pile. He gave it to Esav. He said, this is yours. In exchange, I want the cave of the patriarchs. Rashi reiterates this on the pasuk that we just mentioned in Vayichi Perek Nun Pasuk Hey. Avi hishbiani lemar hine anoichi meis bekivri asher karisi li be'eretz Kenaan shama tikbereini. Says the Rashi, asher karisi li, he brings a medrash, shenato Yaakov kol hakesef v'zohav shehevi mi beis lavan v'asa oisakri v'amar le'esav toil zeh b'shvil chalkecha b'ma'ara. So the question is, that's a very immense gift and amount that Yaakov Avinu is offering for the share in the Ma'ara Samach Pela. He probably could have gotten away with a lot less. Why was it so important for Yaakov to spend so much money on the Ma'ara Samach Pela? Why did he give Esav all of this money for the Ma'ara Samach Pela? Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant offers an amazing answer. Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant says that the Medrash Rabbah says that when Yaakov encountered Esav, Yaakov was very afraid and he was distressed. Says the Medrash, he was afraid. What was he afraid of? What was he distressed over? He says, all these years, Esav was living in Eretz Yisrael. So he's coming against me, Mikayach Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Also, all these years, he's honoring his parents. He's coming against me, Mikayach Kibbet Avaim. So Esav was bolstered by two great zechusim. The zechus of Yeshiv Eretz Yisrael, and the zechus of Kibbet Avaim. So Yaakov Avinu was attempting to undermine all of the zechusim of Esav. So you know what he did? Yaakov Avinu took all his money from Padan Aram. All the money that he made, from which, because of that money, he lost out on these two mitzvahs. All those years he was making money, he lost out on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and he lost out on Kibbut Avaim. He gave it all to Esav for what? For a kever in Eretz Yisrael, which was the kever of his forefathers. So basically he's telling Esav, hey Esav, you should know that to me, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and honoring father and mother is much more valuable. Is more valuable than all the money that I made. So Yaakov Avinu took all the money that he made and he paid Esav A, for a right to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and B, for to show honor to his parents, because this was the ancestral plot. So Yaakov Avinu deliberately went out of his way to pay all this money to undermine the merit of Esav. Esav's merit was from Kibud Av Va'Em, and Esav's merit was from Kibud Av Va'Em and Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov lost out on that because he was making all this money. So Yaakov now took all the money he made and he said, I'll give it all up for those mitzvahs. This was the kavana behind Yaakov Avinu's purchase of the Maris HaMachpelah. Everyone is invited to join us this evening for an amazing shiur on the head of Esav and its significance that it's buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. 8:30 tonight. Be there or be square. Have a good day, everyone. See you later. All the best. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.